Esther chapter 3. After these things, King Ahasuerus, or Xerxes, promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him, and set his seat above all the officials who were with him. All the king's officials who were at the king's gate would bow down and pay homage to Haman, for the king had commanded it concerning him. But Mordecai refused to bow down or pay homage. Then the king's officials who were at the king's gate said to Mordecai, "Why are you violating the king's command?" They spoke to him day after day about it, but he refused to listen to them, so they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's response would be tolerated, for he had told them he was a Jew. When Haman saw Mordecai refuse to bow down or pay him homage, Haman was furious. But he disdained the idea of laying hands on Mordecai alone, for he was told who Mordecai's people were. So Haman plotted to destroy all the Jews, Mordecai's people, throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus. In the first month, which is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is, the lot, before Haman to determine the best day and month. The lot fell on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Haman said to King Ahasuerus, "There is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the peoples in all the provinces of your kingdom, and their laws are diverse from those of every other people. Furthermore, they do not keep the king's laws. Therefore, it is not beneficial for the king to tolerate them. If it please the king, let there be a decree to destroy them. I myself will pay 375 tons of silver into the king's treasuries for those officials who carry out this, the king's business." So the king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the Jew's enemy. Then the king said to Haman, "Keep your silver. The people are yours to do whatever pleases you." Then the royal scribes summoned on the 13th day of the first month. Everything Haman commanded was written to the king's satraps and governors, who were over all the provinces, and to the nobles of every people, and to every province in their own script and their own language. The decree was written in the name of King Ahasuerus and sealed with the king's signet ring. The letters were sent by couriers to all the king's provinces to destroy, kill, and exterminate all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to plunder their possessions. A copy of the decree was to be issued as a decree in every province and proclaimed to all the peoples so that they would be ready for that day. The couriers quickly went out by the order of the king, and the decree was issued from the citadel of Susa. The king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Susa was thrown into confusion.